Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. US officials say a gunman has shot dead at least one detainee at an immigration facility in Texas. A government statement said the man opened fire indiscriminately from a nearby rooftop before killing himself. It said a message written on bullet casings at the scene showed the attack targeted law enforcement. No security personnel were hit. Joseph Rothrock is an FBI special agent.
The FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we've seen of targeted violence, to include here in North Texas, where back on July 4th, we saw a coordinated attack carried out against an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas. There will be no resource not utilized to bring all those individuals who are responsible to justice and to hold them accountable.
President Trump has accused what he called the radical left of inciting violence against immigration officers. Colombia's president has accused Donald Trump of an act of tyranny after the US launched airstrikes on alleged drug trafficking boats in the Caribbean. At least 14 people are reported to have died. Speaking to the BBC, Gustavo Petro has said the action could be described as murder. He again called for criminal proceedings against US officials. Washington insists the strikes were part of an anti-drug operation targeting vessels linked to Venezuela. All of the miners who were trapped in a mine in the northwest of Colombia for 48 hours have now been rescued. Social media footage shows family members welcoming the 23 men with hugs and tears as they emerged from the collapsed shaft accompanied by rescue teams. The group had been trapped underground since Monday, receiving food and water through a water extraction hose. Syria's interim president has told the UN General Assembly that his country has reclaimed its rightful place on the world stage. Ahmed al-Sharaa is the first Syrian leader to address the assembly since 1967. Ola Guerin is in Damascus.
This is a moment of pride for many Syrians, the fact that they and their country are being welcomed back on the international stage. And of course, an extraordinary moment in the story of Ahmed al-Sharaa, who until last December had a bounty of $10 million on his head, was a wanted man, was considered a terrorist, was on a UN sanctions list, and had been a rebel fighter for 10 years.
Ukraine and Syria have formally restored diplomatic relations after their leaders met in New York on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Welcoming the move in a social media post, Ukraine's President Zelensky said he'd discuss security threats facing both countries in his talks with the Syrian leader Ahmed al-Sharaa. Ukraine broke off relations with Syria in 2022 after the government recognised swathes of Russian-occupied Ukraine. BBC News. The authorities at Denmark's Aalborg Airport says it's been temporarily shut down after drones were detected in its airspace. Police in the northern Danish city are investigating. Adrienne Murray reports.
Police told reporters that more than one drone had been observed, although they couldn't specify how many. They said the devices could be seen from the ground and added that they couldn't rule out the activity being a prank. The drones have led to three passenger planes being diverted, including flights operated by the airlines Norwegian, KLM and the Scandinavian firm SAS. On Monday night, drone sightings shut down Copenhagen Airport for several hours, causing widespread travel disruption. That led to the armed forces being mobilised, and afterwards Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen warned that she couldn't rule out Russian involvement.
A Spanish judge has ordered the Prime Minister's wife, Begoña Gómez, to stand trial for alleged embezzlement. The focus of the investigation is whether an official employed in the Prime Minister's office exceeded her duties by doing work for Ms. Gómez, who at the time held a position at a university in Madrid. The long-running investigation is one of several currently being conducted into the family of the Prime Minister, Pedro Sánchez, and former close allies. The Somali government's accused opposition leaders of trying to destabilise the capital, Mogadishu, after a deadly clash on Wednesday. The violence broke out when opposition politicians, including the president, Sharif Sheikh Ahmed, approached a police station where people had been detained in connection with a land dispute with the authorities. France's president has said the science behind climate change is clear enough and is not a matter of opinion. Emmanuel Macron told a UN climate summit that highly qualified scientists do not leave much doubt on climate and biodiversity. His comments come a day after US President Donald Trump dismissed UN climate predictions as the greatest con job. BBC News.